folks, back to Room Temp. We've been away. We took a little hiatus here after, right after our Super Bowl episode, the day of. Gave Sean a little bit of time to kind of let the dust settle over his excitement for whatever it was that he was feeling.
Every time I think about it, I get excited again.
Every time?
Like a little tingling feeling inside.
He's peaking.
Sean has officially peaked. No, he's already got off.
He's past the cusp.
We all couldn't get off of him, but Sean got off. So he's officially peaked already.
I don't know if I have yet. I think it'll peak once I get this tattoo.
Oh, I haven't even peaked.
Yeah, do you want to explain that to us, Sean? What are you doing with that?
I still haven't necessarily decided what I'm going to get. I kind of want to get the play on my arm, the Philly special.
Don't do that.
On my bicep.
Don't do that.
Dude, if you're going to do it, though, make sure that you have the correct formation. I saw on Twitter people were bashing, like, a bunch of people that got those tattoos because they had, I think it was Trey Burton, like, lined up wide, but he was really in the bunch. So, like, they were like, oh, you look like a dumbass because you got the wrong formation on the play. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
That's so funny.
Make sure you watch a lot of more film on that play. Make sure you get everybody in the right spot.
I don't know. Corey Clement just got this sick arm tattoo, and it's like a fucking eagle busting through his. Oh, dude, it's fucking awesome.
But definitely getting the same tattoo as somebody else is the way to go.
You could do better than the fucking play, though.
Yeah, dude, I've been trying to, like, that's why I didn't get it yet, because, like, I think I can do that, too. But, like the inspiration hasn't hit me yet, so...
Yeah, I kind of just want you to be original about it if you're going to do it.
You should just get Nick Foles jersey tattooed to your skin, so you're always wearing it.
Yeah, just get Nick Foles' face just right on your chest.
I'm just going to get Big Nick on one arm, and then on the other arm, it's just going to say...
Dick.
No, I'm sorry, Big Dick on one arm, and then the other arm is just going to say Nick.
You should just say...
That would be hilarious, Sean.
You just get a tattoo of Nick Foles on your chest with a giant swinging cock.
People would know.
They understand.
Yeah, it would be identifiable.
That is the fastest way to make yourself famous on social media.
There is nothing more Whoopert than that. Sean Whoopert.
There's nothing more Whoopert than that. Dude, you know that would go viral so quickly.
What would you do for a viral tweet?
A massive...
Nick Foles face with a big dick under it. That'll just get you all the likes.
Wow, I don't think I'd ever sleep with another girl again.
Or you'd sleep with all the girls.
I don't know why she'd see your ass.
Unless she was, like, the biggest Eagles fan. I don't think I'm going to be getting lucky too much.
You can date exclusively Eagles fans.
Dude, I know what would happen. Like, I'd get so far, like, I'd take her home and everything, and then I'd take off my shirt, and bam. Instantly the mood is turned off. Done for. She won't do it. I can envision it entirely. I'd have to become a priest.
I mean, Grandma's always wanted to have a priest in the family. She always thought it was going to be Josh, but it might have to be you.
Yeah, Josh, the one who gets naked and runs around drunk everywhere.
I mean,
sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to throw that out there for the world to hear.
I don't think he's listening. It's okay.
You say that until next time I see him, he's gonna be like, "What the fuck, Sean?"
I mean, for all intents and purposes, we're like a little bit removed from this game, but it was definitely one of the better Super Bowls in recent memory, I would say.
I don't know, dude. There's been a lot of good Super Bowls recently.
There have been.
This one was definitely up there, though. Like,
that's what I said.
It could have been.
It was just high scoring.
Which is what you want.
For most yards in an NFL game ever.
Who wants it to be like 10-3?
Yeah, right. No one wants a 10-3 Super Bowl.
And the fact that, like, it was like so many yards and so high scoring, like, it was exciting. That's what people love. Like, we talked about this when college bowl season came around. Like, it's like putting two offensive juggernauts against each other and, like, two, like, non-defensive teams. Like, you know what I mean?
I love how none of us just give a shit about what Sean just said.
Nobody.
Matt still Never. Has no idea that we're not, like, talking about anything.
Matt is 1,000% talking to his girlfriend right now.
Why do you say that?
I was, because we heard you talking.
I know
talking.
You are. I can hear it. I can hear it.
No idea what you're talking about.
I was literally over here looking at the Wisconsin Purdue score as Sean was talking, and Matt was talking to his girlfriend the whole time, and just no one paid any attention to what he said.
Yeah, shout out Allie. Just Kaiser's.
Shout out fucking
Wisconsin.
No, I'm
pissed.
Come on, Purdue.
Pissed. Why are you pissed, Sean?
What could you possibly be pissed about?
What do you have to be upset about right now?
Because you guys didn't listen to anything he fucking said.
Wait.
Ben's more worried about a fucking college basketball game.
Wait, this sounds...
When college basketball is going to go down the shitter.
Yeah, wait, Penn State's beating OSU by 9, though.
It is a mess. I mean, Sean's not a Penn State basketball fan, so he doesn't care.
No, but, like, they're unranked, and OSU is 8th. That's a pretty big,
Didn't Penn State beat somebody else
Penn
that
State
was beat?
No, Penn State beat OSU already this year.
Yeah, because it's...
Yeah, I knew they beat another ranked team already, but...
It was I don't know if Ohio State was ranked at the time.
Ohio State's ranked 8th in the country.
Yeah, right now.
The fuck?
Yeah, and they beat Michigan State and they beat Seminole.
Bro, fuck Purdue. Just fuck them right up.
Yeah, they were so good and then they just started.
Now they're just ass, dude. I took them 10.5 tonight and they're losing by 2 to Wisconsin. Who's 11
wow.
and 16.
It's taken so long off of this that you still haven't gotten any better at betting. It's crazy.
No, I haven't. I did win. I did hit on the Super Bowl, though, so that was cool.
Yeah, one of them.
I hit on more than just one. It's just lately. I went 1-2 last night, and I'm about to be 1-3 in my last fucking 4.
Wait, did you bet tonight?
Yeah, I took fucking Purdue minus 10.5, and they're losing by 2 to Wisconsin. Like, calm the fuck.
What a low score. Holy shit, low scoring.
It was 21-21 at halftime.
So the low scoring quarter, first quarter, this since 2015.
Ever. And it's just like, dude.
There's something wrong.
What are you doing, Purdue? Like, you guys should be throttling Wisconsin. Their ass. But I took the under 161 in the Arizona State game, so that could still save me a little bit, but
yeah, whatever.
Fuck, man. Unbelievable.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Can you talk about how shitty the Olympics are, other than Sean White winning gold?
Sean White winning gold is the only thing that I've seen. I haven't looked at a lick of the Olympics.
It's been horrible.
I could give a rat's ass about curling and bobsledding and all that shit.
When I was younger, I got so hype about the Olympics.
I just don't get hype about the Olympics anymore.
And now it's trash. It's like,
hockey
and
snowboarding.
It's honestly not trash though. It's just like we just don't watch it.
Honestly, you know what it is. Like, obviously, I'm gonna watch Sean White because he's just the fucking beast. But ever since Apollo Ohno left, like, there's just one of the kind of fun.
I'm so sorry for you.
Tell me he wasn't fucking great to watch.
Oh, he was great to watch. The Olympics in general are great to watch because I see them and I'm like, all of you are just more athletic than anyone I've ever known.
Did you know that all the athletes have to, like, pay for, like, all their equipment, their way to get over there, like, everything?
They are not set up at all compared to, like, any other, like, organized sport. Yeah, there's no, like, federate.
We're the only country that, like, doesn't, like, support their athletes.
Well, think about how many like people there are.
Well, also just think about how many
representing the United States. Like,
also, a lot of those people represent like some sort of company organization that usually will shell out at least a portion of it, if not, with some sort of sponsorship deal at the end of it. Like, you don't think Sean White's making
big players get over there? But like those, like some of those young kids and like. Some of like I guarantee you the curling team doesn't fucking pay. Like,
oh, you don't know, dude.
Like,
how do you guys think we're gonna pay for this wall if we're paying for our athletes to go to the Olympics? Like, come on.
Damn.
Don't need to go down this road.
We don't need to go down this road, but Mexico's paying for it.
It had to be said. I like that a lot.
If only,
bro. They just showed fucking. The strip that's shaped in this movie, and I'm literally getting like sad watching. I didn't realize this whole thing was shot in Pittsburgh. Like, all of it.
Wait, yeah,
the,
Jack Reacher.
The Batman ones are filmed there, too.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises was filmed.
Not all of the Batman movies are filmed, but, like, for Jack Reacher, like, this entire thing takes place in Pittsburgh, so they're showing, like, everything, and I'm getting, like, it's just making me sad. Like, I
why is it making you sad?
Last week. Because I missed it already, dude.
Yeah, fucking
Lancaster,
New York fucking sucks compared to Pittsburgh. Are you kidding me?
Dude, the tallest building in this area is like 12 stories.
Fuck.
No.
That definitely makes for the good. That definitely makes for the good. The good cities is the tall buildings.
The tall buildings and things.
I remember being at the Marriott. I remember being at like the top floor of the Marriott in Lancaster, which is the tallest building in the area. Like you work in Lancaster anyway. And I'm looking out, and you can see over the entire city, and you're like, oh, this is cool. And then you go in.
You're
like,
going to cry?
20 stories out. You go up 20 stories in any Pittsburgh, in any building in Pittsburgh, and you can't even see shit because, like, there's a taller building next to you. It's not.
I'm gonna go in and edit in, like, a really sad, like, piano tune, like, when Charles is being all
there we go.
No, I don't. Not a piano tune. Get a violin. Violin.
Yeah.
I mean.
Can we talk about how the Rams were the first team in history to sweep the NFL awards?
Oh my god!
Sean got his moment with the Eagles. I need my moment to.
I thought
to
we
say,
gave you
okay,
your
I
moment.
Was
fucking
okay,
right this
are,
whole
are you
time.
Fucking kidding me? NFL
I was right
was
the whole time.
Super Bowl.
I was right the whole time.
How many people? How many people do you think watched the NFL awards? Not even knowing. How many people do you think watched the Super Bowl?
It's the fucking Super Bowl. It doesn't matter who watched it. I'm just bringing it up because I was right. I was just right from the jump. I was right. So we're going to sweep. Coach of the year, done. Offensive player of the year, done. Defensive player of the year, done. Wait, I mean, what do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Boom.
Three big feet.
Boom.
Boom. Bada bing. Didn't get the MVP that I was pulling for, but that's okay.
Win a Super Bowl and then we'll talk, buddy.
We'll talk this time next year.
Yeah, that's a bold prediction.
Yeah,
Rams are going to win the Super Bowl next year.
That is a bold prediction.
This time next year,
granted, I still have the boldest of predictions. I said that the Eagles were going to win Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks, and I've gotten half of that right so far.
And Mickey said the Pats are getting to the Super Bowl next year. Before this year,
it's going to be Pats Rams next year.
Oops, sorry.
Mickey also said that the Patriots are going to win this year and lose next year in the comeback.
Which was like the safe bet.
They're definitely not gonna win next year because the Rams are gonna win next year. So, you know,
That's out of the question. Yeah.
Out of the question. Yeah. I mean, I can't go against my
bet. Ben, our regular season game is gonna be so hype next year.
I wish it was in Philly, bro. Why do they keep playing in LA?
Go out to LA, dude.
I don't know, but it's not that expensive to go out there, and I'm like, I would put money. I would when the schedule comes out, we find out when that game is. We'd buy tickets.
I would not be opposed to that.
I would also be into that.
Buy tickets,
dude. I don't want to go to the Coliseum and watch them. I want to. If they're gonna play the Eagles and then we're gonna go out to LA and watch the Rams play, it's
no,
gonna be in that
I,
new fucking stadium.
I would love to do it. I would love to do it because number
Coliseum
one,
Coliseum sucks.
If Matt comes, he gets to wear his big dick neck shirt.
Oh
and
yeah,
two,
wait.
That would be two people wearing Eagles stuff there. Just Eagles taking over the stadium like they did this past year. Number three. I just think it'd be fucking awesome.
By the way, I got.
Cali's pretty cool.
I kept my word and I got a Big Dick Nick T-shirt. I actually have two,
two.
I was shopping for them and like the first of all, big it was really fucking annoying. Any like customized, I was gonna try and get like you know a decently nice shirt too, like off of like one of the sites or whatever, like DHgate or some shit like that. And the character limit is 12, because none of the last names of the players are more than 12 characters. Which is really surprising
he's
and annoying.
He's got big dick.
Yeah, but, like, that's annoying. It's not the same. So I was like, it's either all or nothing for me. So I was like, I can't just do, like, big dick Nick one word, big dick space Nick. Like, I couldn't just, like, futz around with it. So I ended up just, like, looking up, like, big dick Nick T-shirts, and there's one with him, like, celebrating the after the touchdown he scored, and it says, like, big dick Nick around him, and it was pretty funny. But it was in white, which, like, kind of looked stupid, actually, with, like, the way that it was set up. So I was like, I'll buy this green one, too. And the white one I'll just, like, do one day when I'm shit-faced. Or something like that. I don't know. But like,
probably just never bring it out of your closet. But
it's downstairs currently. Maybe Kai's will get into it. I don't know. But it did bring up an interesting thought after the other day. I was thinking about the Alex Smith trade potential anything potential with Kirk Cousins, what moves people are going to be making in the draft this season. Do you think that the NFC is going to get even better next year?
Yeah.
So you said the NFC?
Yeah.
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 Dude, I was reading through the Eagles' schedule for next year, and it's hard as shit.
There were...
The Eagles aren't going to be good. The NFC's not going to be good.
There's
no,
six...
no, not that. I'm just saying, like all of the NFC teams that they have to play, like six of them or something like that were playoff teams this year, which is just...
Oh, yeah. There's six 10-win teams, Jesus Christ, in the NFC this past season. I bet you we get 10 next year.
10? 10-win teams?
It wouldn't surprise me, dude.
Cowboys and Seahawks.
I don't even know if that's possible.
Listen, Cowboys.
I don't know if there's a combination of, like, because all these teams have to play each other, too. Like,
I know. Cowboys, but Seahawks, and Lions were all 9-7.
And so they get one more win?
Who was
10-6?
The Jags, the Chiefs.
The Jags
and the NFC.
Oh, sorry. I just scrolled way the hell up. Falcons were 10-6.
I think they regress.
You think so?
I think the Falcons. I do. I think so too. I don't. It's tough with the Falcons though, because like.
But the Packers are going to be back somewhat,
and their defense is like older and like more mature. They should be good.
The Seahawks will be.
Packers should also be back, unless Aaron Rodgers just gives up and tries to build a new team.
It's going
to
be Aaron Rodgers' farewell tour in Green Bay. So I don't know how much he really gives a shit.
Just shut the fuck up. Then we get.
Do you think he gets paid more than anybody else?
He should.
If the Packers were smart, they'd pay that man for another like 3-4 years at least.
If
they were smart and they knew he was leaving, they should trade. Get a first round pick for him.
I don't trust this year.
No, you can easily get a first round pick and like 2 second round picks.
I wouldn't do that.
You can easily get 4 first round picks for Aaron Rodgers, dude. You can't tell me a team would not just bet the house.
Shut up. That is the dumbest thing I've heard. You said
Rodgers. He's a top five quarterback of all time.
They don't do that in the NFL. You don't give away 4 years worth of a first round pick. I'm sorry.
For Aaron Rodgers, I would.
For how old he is and his injury.
If I'm the Jags, I'm a team that's a quarterback.
They had Blake Bortles and they made it to the fucking AFC. Yeah,
they would go undefeated if they had Aaron Rodgers.
I don't believe that either.
I do.
Ooh, I don't know, man.
That defense is way too good, dude. That defense is way too fucking good for that. Like, Aaron Rodgers with those weapons on offense and that good of a defense, I don't see him losing.
Little Bort Bagels actually never hurt anyone, though. They're sticking with him next season, they said.
Bortles?
Yeah.
That's a mistake.
He played with a wrist injury.
I don't care. He's still Blake Bortles.
I don't care. He's pretty average. I could see him doing what the Chiefs did last year, is trading up and getting like one of the quarterbacks, and then just like having him chill like Patty Mahomes.
I think that you're gonna
and
see.
And then depending on what happens with the Jags, they're just gonna ship Bortles off and just ride looking, with their rookie.
Just looking at how they're doing, just looking at the different divisions right now. The AFC South might turn into one of the better divisions next season with the Titans the Titans playing somewhat pretty well. The Jags I don't think the Jags are going to change too much. The Colts will probably still be the Colts. I have no idea what happens to them. The Texans are going to be good. So I don't know. That could be a nice little division out of the AFC.
I slick think that the NFC West is going to be tough as hell next year.
I still think that the NFC South is going to be good again.
I also agree with that.
Not as good, but
I think the Falcons regress a bit.
And the Bucks do the opposite.
I think the Niners are going to be nice next year.
Yeah, they finished 6-10.
Maybe not nice, but like
8 wins.
Yeah, like definitely a team that you don't want to play, though. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, we play the Niners this week, we can beat them. Like, it's going to be like, fuck, we play the Niners this week.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's and then you have...
Yeah, dude, 10 win teams in the NFC.
That's a bold prediction, I know. I say 10, though.
I don't know. Who are they?
I don't know, man.
Eagles, Rams, Saints.
I don't know. I'm not going through this right now. I'm not mentally there to go to really decipher this. I just think that like there was six last season. I'll regress a little. I would say
it's even. I would say it's the same as there were this year. I think a couple teams will fall out of the 10 win realm, and a couple teams will.
I'll say 8 then. I'm gonna say 8. I'll go back on 10. But I think 8.
I could see 8.
That's crazy.
I could see
that's half
the
team.
I could see Seattle falling out of that. I could see, or no, Seattle wasn't there last year, were they?
No, there was 9-7.
Were there any 10-6 teams in the NFC last year?
There was one. There was just the Falcons.
I could see them falling out of it.
Right.
But I could see Seattle not getting back to 10 wins.
I want to know what the – so we're going to talk QBs in a little in a second, like our top five from this past season, looking back at it now. But I think that like the QB discussion for this season is going to be –
it's kind of a mess.
Yeah. It's kind of a mess, but like
– hurt or like played like jack shit or like came out of nowhere and played really well. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the list is going to be like – I don't know. At least mine is. It's like I don't know like – it's just hard. Like, it's really not easy to say, like, who was good and who wasn't last year.
Right, and you have a lot of cusp. Like, we're hitting those ends of eras for old and new quarterbacks, too. I mean, we've talked about this, too. I mean, with Eli, the Giants going 3-13 last season. Obviously, like, you saw – I don't know about you, but I personally saw glimpses of Tom Brady slowing down this past season. I mean, obviously, your older quarterbacks like Carson Palmer, Alex Smith, those guys going down. Drew Brees is getting older again. Matt Ryan's not the youngest anymore. Aaron Rodgers is not the youngest. Huh?
Yeah, Carson Palmer's gone.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
I feel bad for Larry. Before we just take on the Carson Palmer thing for a second, I feel bad for Larry Fitz. Like, why are you coming back another year, bro?
Dude, like, I don't know, man. Maybe he just doesn't want to be bored.
Single quarterback. I was watching ESPN today, and they were like, Carson Palmer retired. Drew Stanton, Blaine Gabbert, and I forget who their other quarterback is. But they have another one, and they're all unrestricted free agents. And I was just like, let every one of them walk. Like, he's not going to have a single quarterback on their roster, like, that's worth anything. I'd be like, yo, I'm third all-time in receiving yards.
I'm done.
I have a Hall of Fame career.
I'm done.
Why the fuck am I coming back? Because we're going to go 4-12.
Well, then you got –
I don't give a fuck.
But look, then you got, like, Philip Rivers, who's older now. Who's
had
the freaking
a year last year?
Who's the, yeah? He did have a year, but he's getting older. And then who the Jets quarterback? The Jets quarterback Fitz.
Josh McCown.
Josh McCown's like 38. Like
Eli.
Big Ben. Like Eli. You got all these dudes. Like there's a shitload of quarterbacks who are just getting older now.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum's getting old. Like he's old too. Like so.
Yeah, I feel like the past like 4 years though, we've been like. They've been looking for that next generation of quarterbacks.
Right, and I think that
I think
like
they're
the,
starting to find it.
Yeah, and I think that like the pressure is starting to get eased off of them a little bit because of that.
I don't put backup there.
Bro, ESPN today they were running through like the young quarterbacks, like the new wave, and they said what's going to be like. They didn't include Wentz in this, but they're like, what's going to be the next? Like, who's going to be the first of these young quarterback? It was like Goff, Dak, Deshaun Watson. I forget who else. But a couple other people. Patty Mahomes and I forget who else. But those
Nathan
are
Peterman?
The main ones. And they were like, who's going to be the first one of these group to win a Super Bowl? And the motherfucker said Dak. I was like, no way. No way.
How was it not winning a Super Bowl ever? So does Wentz not get included in that anymore?
Well, I mean, he already won the Super – like, he already has a Super Bowl ring, so, like
– That's the thing. I've been trying this. And, like, this isn't trying to go back to, like, people's, like, buy something, but, like, he didn't, like – like, they wouldn't have made it there without him, but, like
– they won it without him.
He didn't win it for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like
– he didn't win the Super Bowl game.
I don't know
But he how, does like, have a Super Bowl ring.
Right.
Like, he does
he
have
– He deserves it, too.
That's still what I mean. Like, so, like, he got them there. Like, again, they would not have made it there without him. Like the number one seed.
I don't know.
For sure and stuff.
I don't know.
If
Nick Foles starts week one and plays the, like, say Carson Wentz tears his ACL week one, Nick Foles plays the whole year.
They make the playoffs.
Like, do you have any reason to believe that same run doesn't happen again?
No, I don't. But the other thing is, I mean, that's what I mean.
So, like, did Carson really like get them there?
Yes.
Like he did, but like
they would not have made the number one seed without him. I would agree with that.
But I still feel like I personally take more away from Carson because of how successful Nick Foles was.
No, I mean you're right. I 1,000% agree with you. I mean I really like don't think anybody saw nobody did see that coming. Nobody saw that.
No, absolutely not.
Not a single person.
No.
Which is like another thing. Like, what did they do with him?
I know. Well, then you have a, like I said, this quarterback, the quarterback situation in the NFL, I think to me is absolutely the most interesting like thing to think about.
As of right now, the Eagles have the best quarterback situation in the NFL.
Vikings are the only argument.
They also have the worst cap situation.
Sam Bradford, all three of their quarterbacks are up for agency. They actually have one of the worst quarterback situations in the NFL right now.
The thing about the Eagles situation is, yeah, they have the best quarterback situation. They have the worst cap situation. They're literally negative cap right now.
See,
like,
that's the thing. That's why I would push.
And Nick Foles has an $8 million cap hit next year.
Yes, but Carson is still on his rookie contract. Those two put together, their combined contracts are less than 17 other teams' quarterback situations.
But you know how much you could get for Nick Foles coming off an MVP year, and he's only $8 million on the cap. Like, if I'm a team like the Jets, if I'm a team like Denver, if I'm any of these teams that, like, I'm a quarterback away, I have capital to move, like,
why the fuck not?
I'm gonna take a Nick Foles rental, and I'm gonna give the Eagles like a second and like a fourth, and
they will not trade him unless they get a first rounder. I promise you that. They won't do it.
Maybe if I'm the Jags, I'll give you my 28th pick, and I could see the Cardinals doing that, but I could also see them trading up to get a rookie, and that's where I feel it's weird. I feel like there's gonna be a team like what Kansas City did last year. Like, they moved up to take Patty Mahomes. I think there's gonna be a team that could go out and trade their first rounder for Nick Foles if that's really the asking price. I don't know if I'd do it, but like, there's going to be a team that's going to say, I think I'm going to not trade my first round pick for Foles' rental and use it to get a future player that I can try to develop.
I mean, like, Foles' whole thing is tainted just because of how, like, the whole Jeff Fisher and the Rams thing.
He hasn't been successful anywhere other than Philly. So that's why I'm cautious.
Think about who he's played for. He played for Jeff Fisher, where he didn't do well, and then he went to the Chiefs, and he was behind Alex Smith. Like, they're going to bench Alex Smith for a quarterback who just played really bad for the Rams. But you know what I mean?
You're not going to do it, but, like, at the same time, like, there's a reason why, like, it's the same thing with McCarron and the Bengals. Like, there's a, like, I don't know why everyone's just,
no,
like, oh my god.
I mean, it is different,
but, like, I'm not talking about, like, their situations. I'm talking about just, like, the players, because, like, everyone's like, holy shit, McCarron. Like, the Browns are like, we're going after McCarron. Like, all these teams are like, oh my god, we need to get McCarron. But it's like, this motherfucker didn't beat out Andy Dalton the past 2 years for a reason. Like,
but the difference between those two is that McCarron lost the playoff game.
With Marvin Lewis and the Bengals, bro. Marvin Lewis has never won a playoff game in his life. He's like 0-7, 0-8 in the playoffs.
I get that, but again, I don't know. I think I would take a flyer on Nick Foles.
I don't know if I'd give up a first round pick for him.
I really don't think they train him. I don't.
I mean, especially teams are stupid. But how are you going to free up money?
I think you're going to see a lot of this. Okay, before we get into that, let's talk about the fact that the Eagles are the only team in the NFL that are going to be over the cap. Only team.
Yeah. Yeah.
They free up money by letting Brent Bell go, which I think he's going to, like, just go anyway because he got a Super Bowl. He's been there for 11 years.
I just retired.
They're $8 million over the cap right now, and that's just up $5 million.
You can see Michael Kendricks getting moved.
I don't see Michael Kendricks getting moved, actually. I think they keep him because he's still under contract. He said he wasn't happy before this year, and then he ended up playing like the fuck out and we won a Super Bowl. I think
the only reason why he plays because the dude in front of him got hurt.
No, he played. He was the starter. No, he did. Hicks did get hurt, and Kendricks got his position got moved, but he was still starting before that. He played better, but he had a little bit of preseason. I knew from preseason he was going to have a good year. He had a true test in the preseason, which I honestly thought they were going to trade him before that. So regardless, I think Jason Peters restructures his deal to free up some cash space. I don't know what's going to happen with Patrick Robinson. There's like a couple people that we need to bring back, and there's a couple people that I could see them letting
Whose contracts are up? Like who's their free agents this year? Anyone?
So Robinson's up.
He can walk.
Blount is up.
He can walk.
There's the whole list is up. Bradham is up, and I guarantee they're bringing back Bradham because he played really fucking like the fuck out.
Who?
Nigel Bradham, the linebacker.
Oh yeah, he can come back. If it's a relatively team friendly deal.
That's what I mean. I see this team. Like, I see the whole team going, like, Alshon Jeffery.
I don't know, though. I could also see him being like, I got my ring, now I want my bag of money.
Like, I don't see that happen, dude. I really think this team is going to try and go for a repeat.
I mean, yeah, they definitely should, and they can, but I still feel like players are going to be like, I still feel like, I mean, you know, dude, the NFL, like, your window is, like, 3 to 5 years, and it's like, I got my ring. I did the, like, I'm at the pinnacle of what I need to do. Now I need to set myself up for the future. And, like, if it's me, I'm like, hell yeah. Like, I want to stay here and I want to get another ring, but, like, I want my bag. I want my Brinks truck. And, like,
I mean, the thing is,
I'm not going to take a hometown
all
discount.
The Eagles court,
I want Gucci flip flops out the ass. Yeah.
Players, all the Eagles court players are locked up for 20.
Which is very good, which is nice. And, like, Blount and who Robinson, like, you don't need to bring those guys back.
Blount played on the minimum last year, and I see him doing that again. I don't think he really cares.
You don't even have the minimum to give him.
I know. I think Brent Salas goes. I think if Sproles stays, he restructures his deal to take less money. I think
if Sproles stays, it's even more the reason.
I think if Jason Peters stays, I think he restructures his deal. There's so many, like I really don't know who.
If I'm Philly, man, I don't know if I bring Sproles back. You got Corey Clement. He's a young, better Darren Sproles at this stage in his, like, right now. Like, I would take Corey Clement. I would take fucking Brian Westbrook. Yeah, fuck yeah, sign me up. Like, you don't, like, he's a pass catching back and he can run too. Like,
he's been an Eagles fan his entire life, so you know he's going to give his all to his fucking team.
Yeah, but I mean, like, his contract's not up. Like, I'm saying, like, Sproles is coming off a torn ACL and, like, a broken arm or some shit. And, like, it's like, the dude's old as shit. He's coming off a major injury. We have negative cap room. I'm trying to shave off all the old fat that I have to have enough money to retain what I need to retain and then sign my draft picks. Like, you guys don't need to make a big free agency splash. Like, you just need enough money just to get Bradham back, and then have enough money to sign your draft picks. Like,
I feel like if that's the case, then I feel like we're going to let Tyler go. I think he's going to retire.
He definitely needs to go.
As much as I hate to say this, I really think that they might let Torrey Smith go.
They should let Torrey Smith go.
I don't know. I mean, like, he didn't have the best. His stats were actually his final. So his regular season really wasn't that great. He only had 2 touchdowns. He had a touchdown in 3 playoff games.
It's one less than Julio Jones.
Was fantastic. Dude, he legitimately had half of the amount of yards he had in the entire regular season in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, he had a pretty good playoff, but, like, you need the money. Like, I think, like, you got to look at it from less from a, I like the guy, he's a pretty decent contributor, and more like, this is a business, we need money to bring back guys that can replace him in the future. Because Torrey Smith, really, like, are you going to carry him through the regular season just to use him in the playoffs? Like, he's expendable. Like, I think you need to look at all the expendable players that you can replace in the draft. Like, and in-house, like, I don't know if I would bring Torrey Smith back. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, like, from an outsider's perspective, I do this all the time with the Rams. Like, okay, this guy can take a pay cut. This guy needs to come back. This guy's really good. I would like to see him come back. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, holy shit, every one of our free agents is coming back. Like, we don't have enough money to do this. Like,
I think that from
an outsider's perspective, it's like, okay, realistically, he can go. Realistically, he can come back. I don't really need a deed for him or him.
Right.
Now, also, we have enough money to actually advance ourselves as a franchise and make that comeback, because
it's happening to me right now. Like, I want everyone back. Obviously, yeah. It's not going to happen.
Dude, the Rams free agency, the Rams free agency is insane. Not to, like, bounce back and forth between Eagles and Rams.
That's not the most interesting story of this team right now. I think the most interesting story of this team right now is the fact that the OC is gone. The quarterback coach is gone, and Doug Peterson said that they're probably not going to hire any new offensive coordinator.
So Peterson's just going to run it? He's just going to be like, I got it?
So Peterson basically said they're going to pay our running backs coach and their wide receivers coach more money. They promoted the one guy to a new quarterback's coach. The guy who came to Doug with the Philly special play, they promoted him to the quarterback.
Nick Foles?
No. Like, the dude who found it in, like, from the tape, and like is a coach. But when's the last time you heard of an NFL team not having an offense coordinator?
I mean, it makes sense. Like, Peterson, he was the primary play caller, wasn't he?
So Peterson was the primary play caller, but...
And, like, it's his playbook, and he's three years removed from an offensive coordinator position. Like,
Frank Reich was the two-minute guy. So all situations inside 2 minutes were his play caller.
Peterson can figure that shit the fuck out. Like,
I'm sure he won't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
It's literally going to be a three-headed monster. It's like him and then our running backs and wide receivers coach are going to all work together. I honestly think what's going to happen is that the wide receivers coach is going to have the passing plays, the running backs coach is going to have he's going to come up with the run plays, and Peterson's going to call which ones he wants at which time.
Which he has the right to do, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's earned it. Like, I think that, like, I don't know, I think that's more of a, like, I think you're going to see that more and more. Like, the Rams let LaFleur just walk because McVay's like, I got it. Like, it's fine.
Speaking of Frank Reich, how do you guys feel about Josh McDaniels pulling that fucking trickery with the Colts?
I mean, I think he's just like, you know, I got a pretty good gig here, and I don't really know about Andrew Luck and the Colts.
I don't think
trash,
that's what happened at all. I don't think that's what happened at all, because from all accounts, as of up to that morning, they hired a whole coaching staff.
I'm pretty sure Frank Reich kept a lot of them, though.
He had to, because they would have to buy out all their contracts. They didn't money out of the car.
I love it, dude. Josh McDaniels is such a prick.
He's such a prick, and I know what happened. I know what happened. Fucking what Robert happened? Kraft and Belichick met up together, and they're like, listen, Belichick is like, I'm going to do one more year. I'm going to teach this guy the ropes, but we're going to often teach this guy the ropes, and then you're going to tell him he can have the team as soon as I'm done. He is the coach in waiting, and they're saying that's not the case, but that is 1,000% the case.
If I'm Patriots fans, I hope to God that's not the case, because I do not want Josh McDaniels to be my head coach.
To be 1,000% honest with you, when they announced that he turned down, I was waiting for the next shopping phone and have them say Bill Belichick is stepping down.
No way, dude. Bill Belichick would never step down after the way that last season ended.
No way. No way.
No fucking way. No, that's cool.
So if he loses again this year, you're going to tell me he's going to keep it going? All right. No. We'll see.
I think him and Brady have too much of an ego to be like, okay, we just lost back-to-back Super Bowls. I think it's time to retire. Like, I think that they want to go out on top. Like, they want to go out on their own terms. Like, Peyton had the ultimate send-off. Like, Brady, I think, is good at, like, if they can
Peyton
surround.
Peyton did not have
can,
the ultimate send-off.
But if they, he won the Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl, man. He won a fucking Super Bowl and retired. Who gives a fuck? He won the Super Bowl and retired. Like, I think that the Patriots, like, Tom Brady at 50 fucking years old could be better than Peyton was that last season. Like, I think that Brady will play until he gets another ring and just say, okay, now I'm good. Like, and what's the Patriots going to do? Not keep re-signing him? Like, they're just going to let him walk? Like, no. Robert Kraft's going to be like, okay, however long you want to play, there's a blank check for you. Like, whatever. And I think Brady will stay until he wins one, or until Gazelle is just like, fuck off, you're done, because your brain's going to be mush. I think that's the only way it happens. If either Gazelle forces him to retire, or he wins the Super Bowl and he retires.
Either way.
And I think Belichick leaves when Brady leaves. I don't think he sticks around.
I don't know if I see them winning another Super Bowl.
I could see them winning another Super Bowl. I just don't know if they. Like, I don't know if that like defines whether or not they retire next season.
They would have never benched
him. I understand. Okay, that is so. I'm tired of hearing your argument. It's so dumb. He played like trash this year. He did not have a good year.
Who?
He's the. He could have tackled a couple more players than what actually happened, dude. Dude, they had Rowe on fucking Alshon, and Rowe sucks. I will take a shitty Malcolm Butler over Rowe any day.
Oh, dude, that whole thing was ridiculous. I don't know what happened.
It's ridiculous, but it's like, dude, like, it's Bill Belichick. Like, obviously, he has his reasons for doing whatever. Like, you can't question the man who's won.
This is one of the first times where I've questioned him.
He has eight Super Bowls.
I think you can definitely question him now because they lost, too.
I mean, you can,
like, if they would have won, no one would have questioned him. We'd be like, this is why Bill Belichick's the greatest of all time. But now that they lost, I think it opens up the door to be able to question him and be like, why the fuck did you do this?
That's a question that I honestly don't know if we'll ever have it.
We never will. If we don't have it now, we'll never have it. That's just the way I see it.
If we're going to go, let's just switch gears a little bit here. If we're going to go looking back on this season, ranking your top five quarterbacks in order 1 to 5. Or, well, yeah, we'll go.
Do you
five,
want to kind of introduce this series of what we're doing here?
Yes.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's all your thing. This is your thing.
So basically, over the next couple weeks, we're going to do a segment every show. Now that football's over, big football guys, you know, we got to talk about football up until the draft. Have some time to kill. So every episode, we're going to do position groups, our top five position groups from the past year, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, XL and X on. Today we'll start out with the quarterbacks. I guess it's easy enough to do. I don't know if any of you guys want to go first or not.
No, go for it. You want me to go first? Fuck.
Yes,
fuck. Okay, so if we're going,
whoever's ready.
If we're going,
this is just strictly off the cuff, too, pretty much. Like,
right.
I haven't prepared anything.
If we're going, all right. So how? Actually,
it's just there's no specific.
Whatever we want to do. Okay.
There's no specific augmentation as to how, like.
Okay. Okay.
You know, there's
okay.
No, just like, okay, this guy did this. It's just your top five quarterbacks of this past season. They could have played two games. They could have played all 16. However you want to say it.
Okay.
This is just your opinion.
So I think if I'm just going to start at one because it's going to be easier for me to prioritize one rather than five first. I think if Wentz had played the whole season, he'd be one easily. If Foles had done what he did throughout the whole season, I would have him at number one. But I do think that the way that Tom Brady played this season, I think just this season, I think that Tom Brady was number one. That doesn't mean I think that he's the best quarterback in the league right now. I think that this past season, he was the number one. I think number two is Wentz. That kind of speaks for itself. I mean, he went out and still led the league in touchdowns for fucking ever. He played out of his goddamn mind. He was like an easy front runner MVP candidate up until the point where he got hurt. I think he's an early next season prediction for MVP already, and I think he should be based off of how he's played. I think that's kind of just about enough said for the both of those. Number three, damn.
This is where it kind of gets tricky.
Shit.
I'm making mine so controversial. I can't wait.
It's going to be Foles, Wentz.
I think number... Number three, I'm going to go with Case Keenum, actually. And it's not because of his numbers, not because of the amount of... he literally was just that... we just had that argument. You guys have just had that discussion for the last, like, 20 minutes over how teams just need a quarterback rather than like a Blake Bortles on their team. And Case Keenum was enough. He was that quarterback. They went 14-3.
Case Keenum was a quarterback. You're not wrong. He was
right.
A quarterback.
And I think he was one of the main reasons they were 14-3. You can argue, I understand the arguments against that, but that's just sort of a personal feeling. Number four was Foles for me, and number five was Goff. I think Foles just gets the nod over Goff just because he won the goddamn Super Bowl with the team that they had, the whole underdog mentality, which I've already talked about how I think is kind of an overused, it was kind of blown up a little bit in my opinion, but nonetheless was still obviously impressive, especially for anyone coming off the bench, but for him in particular, based off of like the struggles he had over his whole goddamn career. And Goff for the turnaround that their season has had. And I think the reason Goff also gets number five is the amount of credit that I give to Sean McVay. Again, not taking away from Goff, but the amount of credit I give to Sean McVay and the play calling they had, it made Goff's job easier. I don't think that takes away from the skill Jared Goff has, but I just think that obviously just makes it easier. But if we're going to go one or the other, that's my top five. Brady, Wentz, Case Keenum, Nick Foles, Jared Goff.
I definitely don't hate it. The Case Keenum was kind of questionable to me. I have
I get it.
I have a little bit of a different list. I want to go Brady at one because he won the MVP. He's fucking Tom Brady. He was the most consistent quarterback throughout the whole season. I'll go Wentz two. Just, you know, up until the time he got hurt, he was the MVP. So I can't really take anything away from, you know, it's not like he just like fell off the face of the earth. Like, he would have won the MVP if he would have stick with it. So, like, yep. I have no choice but to put him there. Three, I'm going to go Drew Brees.
Oh,
I thought that he, like, the way the Saints played this year, the way that he did kind of get carried by their running attack, but, like, at the same time when it came down to it, you know, Brees is still a stud. And I think that he got a lot accomplished for the Saints this year. And if it wasn't for a fucking miracle in Minneapolis, they would have been the NFC Championship game. Brees let him down the field to get to the point where they would have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
I give it to Brees. Four, I'm going to go Goff, just because of kind of the same points that you said. You know, the turnaround that he had, he was literally labeled a like Ryan Leaf level bust last year. Now he was a, you know, comeback player of the year candidate, you know, on a very good team, turn him around. McVay definitely had a big hand in that, but like, great. At the same time, he, I think the difference is like McVay had a hand in it by bringing out Goff's true potential. And I think that is
right.
Like Goff had this in him. It just took McVay to bring it out. And I think that like that pairing is massive. So I would put them there. I would make Sean McVay 1A just or 4A just because of how much he's helped Goff, but still Goff's there. And five, this is kind of might also be a little controversial, but I think when he was like, there's a couple guys that are going to be honorable mentions here. I think Russell Wilson would be an honorable mention. Philip Rivers would be an honorable mention. But I'm going to go five. I'm going to go to Deshaun Watson. I think that when he was healthy and when he was starting, they were very fucking good. And I think that just that promise alone will carry him like into next year. I think that the Texans are going to be like the surprise team next year, and they're going to be fucking nasty. And I think that a lot of it has to do with Deshaun Watson. Like, savage start of the season, trash. Deshaun comes in, there's promise, bam, tears his ACL. Like, I think if he doesn't get hurt, kind of like Wentz, like, we'll never know, but like the way it was going, there was no sign of it slowing down, and the Texans definitely could have made
tired.
Some noise.
They were tired for touchdown passes.
Yeah, I mean, he went fucking off for like
five, six games he played.
At the Texans.
He had like one less game, and they were tied for touchdown passes.
Yeah, and he's a rookie DeAndre Hopkins.
It's pretty impressive. So when you do have
DeAndre Hopkins, who I'm going to say.
He had DeAndre Hopkins.
Bro, DeAndre Hopkins is a top three wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah. Okay, but that was it. Like, they didn't have J.J. Watt, didn't have Whitney Merciless on deep. Like, their defense wasn't that great.
Well,
and he had –
like,
he
like,
had
– like, defense has nothing to do with him.
It has to do with this – like, it has – like, I think it definitely has to do with, like, the situations he's put in.
True. Like, they have a really good running back. Their offensive line is very – it's not – I'm not –
not great.
Amazing, but it's not bad.
It's not great. I think that – you're trying to take away from what he. I mean, he's in my opinion. If he would have played the whole year, he would have been a top five quarterback. I want to go Brady, Wentz, Brees, Goff, Watson.
Sean,
I'm going Carson Wentz number one. Surprise! I don't think I need to say anything more on that. I'm going to give Brady number two. He did win the MVP. He had a very very good season. Carson Wentz had more touchdowns than him and less interceptions than him, and he played three less games. So that, like, right there, is something up for me. Number three, I'm going to go Russell Wilson. The man accounted for 80% of Seattle's offense this year.
Jesus.
Which is, like,
that is fair. I forgot about that.
That's unheard of. I think he beat the record by like 20% for a single
player. Yeah, he was their whole team.
He was legitimately the entire team. Four, I will go Drew Brees. And number five, I'm gonna go Nick Foles.
That's fair.
That's very fair.
I totally just like blew over Russell Wilson as one of those guys.
Yeah, same. I had him sixth, but now that like you kind of said that, I kind of want to switch him and Brees. But I'll stick to what I have.
Brees was like, Brees definitely deserves to be up there because like he does definitely have like game defining moments this year.
I love Drew Brees.
But like Kamara and Ingram was
that was
right.
That was
the story for the Saints. Yeah.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson comparatively did 80% of their offense. Like that is unfucking believable. Yeah, I'm gonna switch Russ and.
Can you even name their running backs?
Eddie Lacy.
I'm pretty sure Russell Chris Carson, Wilson had more.
CJ ProSize isn't still there, is he?
CJ ProSize was there. They had who was that McKnight? I think his name was McKnight or some shit. They had him like from a wide receiver to a running. They because everyone got fucking killed.
Yeah.
Like, Eddie Lacy was still fat and sucks.
Well, that's
Chris hilarious.
Chris Carson was good. Yeah, oh God, yeah. Chris Carson was good until he broke his ankle.
What an idiot.
Like, what a dumbass.
Why would he break his ankle? What a fucking idiot. So we're going to do this every week.
Yep.
Where we pick our top five.
Can we do wide receivers next week?
Sure, Sean. We can do wide receivers next week.
I already know who's not going to be on my list.
Dude, can Julio Jones be one and two?
Bro, Torrey Smith had one less touchdown than him. I was talking to my one friend this past week, and we were just naming off wide receivers who we would take over Julio Jones, and like we literally rallied off like every single starting wide receiver in the league.
Wow.
Like, dude, I don't know how you guys aren't on this train yet.
I'm not arguing about this anymore. I couldn't care less. About what
we
you think about
Mickey,
Julio Jones
anymore. We didn't have Mickey on for the wide receiver ones.
Like, yeah, we
just
should.
Just for the receivers.
For now.
Me and him are on the same wavelength with a lot of shit.
Yeah. For now, final thoughts.
Wait, we're already there? How long?
We're like 55 minutes.
Dude, this is kind of cool. I literally have not been on my computer playing Pokemon. I haven't even tried to.
And look what happens.
And look at that. We have a good conversation, Sean, and the time
We've
goes quick.
We've had logical conversations this whole time. It's amazing. There's a common denominator.
Don't put stuff that can distract me.
Imagine how far we would have came by now if this would have been from the whole time, from the jump.
Someone tells me I'm going to lose at some point.
We're going to do final thoughts here.
Sean, go ahead.
Well, it's that matter of the time of year again, folks. My boss gave up drinking for Lent.
Oh, that's right. Your dad does give up drinking for Lent.
Did you have one last hurrah before he gave it up completely?
We did have one last hurrah. We went bar hopping on Tuesday night. it was rough.
King Purdue
lost. Too many martinis. End of the night getting Irish coffee. God knows why we needed that. I couldn't tell you. All in all, it was a good time. But I am now the biggest alcoholic in the family.
There you go.
And I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Embrace it at this point.
You know, what are you going to do?
Gonna
stop.
Change, so.
You're going to stop.
Yeah,
you might die.
The sober month idea went clean out the window, so yeah. Just let it ride.
That's been a reoccurring thought in my head recently. Yeah, you say that was funny. I might try that. Now that I'm home and I have nothing to do, but sit up the editing. Now that I'm home and I have nothing to do, the first thing I think to do is drink.
There you go. Fair.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Play Xbox?
Oh, no. Yes.
You can do both. You can multitask.
I've logged a stupid amount of hours on Xbox.
I feel like it's good for critical thinking skills. You drink and you play Xbox. It's two things in one.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's actually what I've been working on the past 2 months, and
believe it or not, it makes me worse.
Surprise, surprise.
Who would have thunk?
My final thought is that Champions League soccer is back, and I'm pretty Ooh. Happy about it. I'm not going to go because this isn't the forum nor the place for it, but I got a nice...
If you want to listen to Matt's soccer takes, Room Techers dropping once a week.
Room Techers hopefully dropping once a week, moving forward. I got an article on roomtempshow.com right now about recapping the games that happened yesterday and on Tuesday, so check that out. But that's my final thought because I have nothing else.
My final thought was I was in the land of brotherly love last week.
Was it happy? I can't wait to go. I feel like it's been very joyful.
I mean, I feel like the joyfulness kind of rubbed off. Like, everyone that I talked to, like, and people were nice there, but, like, no one was just, like, going crazy about the, like, there's this bar there called the Barcade, and, like, it's basically just, like, well, half of it's a bar and half of it's like an arcade of like a bunch of like retro like.
Oh, I get it.
And fuck off. And like you get like token, like you put like $1 in, you get 4 tokens. You put $5 in, we got a fuck ton of tokens, like 20.
Oh shit.
And like a lot of the games only take one token, and like it was hot as fuck in there. Me and Cash was like, all right, like I'm out of here. And like we had like 6 or 7 tokens left over, so I was just like, yo, like there's a guy playing beside me. I was like, yeah, you want some extra tokens? He's like, hell yeah, man, go Birds. And I was just like, give them back. I don't want you to have these tokens, fuck off. Like, I'll just throw them away myself. But yeah, that was really the only thing. People would just every now and then be like, yeah, go Birds. And I would just like walk away. But
Everything that I've heard is that that city is going through a complete transformation. It's like people are being nice to each other, which is like unheard of in Philly.
Even it actually turns into the city of brotherly love. It actually turned into
it's wild. Like people are like going through drive-thrus and stuff. Like they're actually getting good service. It's, like,
really one thing I am gonna do next year though is go to the Wing Bowl. Like I was talking to a bartender.
You should.
And he was like, dude, like. It's fucking insane. He's like, it's a blast. Like, so like, I'm definitely going to that next year.
My boy Zach went this year, and he said basically because like it's like right before the Super Bowl. You know, like, did you just watch that video? Did he tell you how it got started? Did you hear him tell you how it got started?
It got
started because they never won a Super Bowl. So they're like, we need something else to like get hyped out.
Right.
So he started the Wing Bowl, and he said this year John was legitimately basically like an evil pep rally. Oh man, it would be so sick to go to that and have them be in the Super Bowl again. I would go with you.
I only go if they're not in the Super Bowl because I want it to actually like not be an Eagles fuck fest.
I mean, it's going to be Eagles fuck fest. Regardless.
Well, it would still be fun to go. Like, I would definitely go and just wear my Rams shit because they're going to be in the Super Bowl, so it's okay.
So it's okay. Yeah, it's fine then.
Then I think that's the fastest way to get your ass kicked in place.
Is to wear another team's jersey?
Especially if they played each other in the NFC Championship game, yeah.
If the Rams and Eagles play in the NFC Championship game,
that'd be sick.
If it's in Philly, like, I don't know if I could go. Like, I would get killed. Like, I would probably honestly get a giant tub of mustard dropped on my head. From like
a giant tub of mustard?
Down. You didn't hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. That's funny as fuck.
If we're there and I'm standing next to you in the stands and like whatever happens, like the Rams, Eagles winning, whatever, because I don't think it would matter. Like the Eagles were winning. If the Eagles were winning, they would shit on me. If the Rams are winning, I would also get shit on. But like if like everyone starts shitting on me and someone wants to beat my ass, are you gonna stand shoulder to shoulder with a Rams fan in your own territory and defend me
for help defend me all the time?
All right, that's good to know.
All right,
dude, there's 2 stabbings at the parade. Are you kidding me? Like, I got you.
There's gonna be 2 stabbings at the Eagles Rams game too.
But the funny thing is, you say that and it's gonna end up being you and me stabbing each other, so
after the game. Oh fuck.
All right, yeah. Folks, thanks for joining us. I'm glad we got back in the saddle a little bit. Been a couple weeks because we've just kind of, you know,
We just needed time to decompress.
Yeah, we just did our thing.
Football season's over, so, you know.
Well, we're back.
Some time to kind of focus on ourselves, but we're back.
We're back. We're back. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Room Temp Show. Check out our website with the exact same name. Figure it out, please. And, you know, have a great night.
Stay toasty, y'all. Peace.